Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale happens Saturday, October 14th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack's Farm in Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots from Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, Pfeiffer Angus Farm, and Simpson Angus Ranch, and will include fall calving cows, many with calves at side, springbred heifers, and fall yearling heifers. For a catalog, go to mcsauctions.com or call Keith Grissom at 405-383-9678 for more information. Blackjack Farms and Guests female production sale October 14th. Don't miss it.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
USDA releasing lots of reports yesterday, including the WASD report, the World Ag Supply Demand Picture, also the October crop production numbers released by Uncle Sam as well, updating spring planted crops as far as production was concerned. Corn crop production forecast at 14.3 billion bushels, down 6% from a year ago, but up 1% from the September forecast. We're up to 171.8 bushels an acre as the estimated yield. That's up 1.9 bushels from the September forecast, if realized. Soybean production forecast at 4.43 billion bushels, down slightly from September, but up 3% from a year ago. They are expecting 49.5 bushels an acre as the latest October 1 yield for soybeans, down 0.4 bushels from a year ago, from a month ago, down 2.5 bushels from a year ago. Cotton production forecast at 21.1 million bales, down 3% from September, up 23% from a year ago. The Oklahoma cotton crop left unchanged by USDA at 980,000 bales, the most cotton produced in a year in the state since the 1930s. As for the WASD report, Kim Anderson, Oklahoma State University Extension grain market economist, says not that friendly for wheat or for corn, but fairly positive for soybeans.
Well, soybeans will probably keep moving up just a little bit. I think that's the good news in the market. You might as well start with that. We'll have to see if wheat breaks that 420. There's just really nothing out there for higher wheat prices. And, you know, they raised Russian wheat production to over 3 billion bushels. You know, you go back 3 years and they're below 2 billion bushels. They're readily marketing 12.5% protein hard wheat. Can you look at corn? High corn stocks, near record corn production, second highest ever. We're not going to be able to move any of this wheat out for feed, so it's not going to help. It's going to hurt more on the wheat prices. Corn prices, not much hope there. Soybean, that's the only place that the market can move up.
OSU's Kim Anderson. From the calendar, the school land lease auctions start this coming week. There's several Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to take a look at, including Monday afternoon. They'll be starting in Beaver County at Beaver, Oklahoma, at 2 p.m. at the Beaver County Fairgrounds. Then Tuesday, two locations, Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. in Cimarron County in Boise City, 9 a.m. Cimarron County Fairgrounds. Then Tuesday afternoon, 2 p.m. in Texas County Fairgrounds in Guymon. Then on Wednesday, October 18th, they'll be starting at 10 a.m. in Woodward at the High Plains Technology Center, offering auctions leases from Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
The first annual Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association meeting is happening on October 28th at 6 o'clock at the historic Chain Ranch in Canton. It's a membership kickoff with the election of officers and a big barbecue plan for everyone. Independent producers must have a voice in today's production setting, and this is everyone's opportunity to organize and protect your business from outside sources. Call Andy Hutchinson at 580-886-5149. That's 580-886-5149 for more info.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.